in the late summer of that year, we found out about the Texas Pop Fest. It was going to be on Labor Day. And John Ivey said, "You want to go with me?" And we said, "Sure." So we rode with John. He had an old 54, 53 Chevrolet. He wouldn't let anybody drive in him. He drove the whole way out there and the whole way back. And we were of such a size, and there was such a big back seat that we could lay together side by side on the back seat of that car and sleep. We got out there like a week before the Pop Festival started. I don't know how long before, really. And we helped do some things around there. We realized we were going to need a place to stay. And we went into, I think I also emailed you all this.
I seem to remember some of it.
Yeah, there was a guy there who I had seen at other Pop Festivals, and I think he was with, we called him Beethoven. I don't know anything about his real name, but he liked to wear orange jumpsuits and wear crazy hats. And he went with us, and we went to a little town outside of Dallas, a suburb, Denton, I think it was, and went to the neighborhood mall where they had a Sears store, and I bought the biggest tent they had, and took that back and set it up backstage. And that was quite an experience. Just being in the Sears store is an experience with Beethoven, because everybody started following him and up, and he'd go through the store. He'd buy, there'd be a bunch of little kids looking at him, and he'd buy all kinds of stuff. Little things that cost 25 cents and a dollar, and he'd buy them, just start giving away to people. Or he might just give them away and not buy them. I don't know. But we felt like it was probably time to get out of there. I also, at one time, I don't think Renee went, I went to the bank with Beethoven. And now that was seriously a trip. I had been selling marijuana and LSD, and I had a bag full of $5 bills, $10 bills, $20 bills, and I had, I don't know, thousands of dollars, and I didn't want to carry it in that bag. And he had some reason to go to the bank. I don't know, it was something about an account with the hog farm or something, I don't know. But we went into the bank, and we were quite a pair in that bank. But, the fun part was having the tent, and tons and tons of people would come into our tent, and most anybody you can name, well, we just kept that tent humming. I mean, we had beer in there, we had marijuana, we had LSD, and we had hash. And anybody that came in could get anything they wanted. And I don't think anybody ever thought about getting busted. Hell, we were backstage at the Pop Festival.
Yeah.
I remember Santana's group. I had met them before in Atlanta. And several people in his band liked smoke. But Santana didn't.
Right.
And he would come run them off. He'd say, "No, you don't need, you know," he'd all that kind of stuff. We had two or three of them in there. And, gosh. I can't even remember who all was back there. All the different, anybody that wanted to smoke something would come back there. I remember meeting Janis Joplin, but not in the tent. She came out just to go on stage, and it was getting dark, or it was dark, and I had been smoking hash with Herbie Mann, which is one of my lifelong idols. And she said, "What do you got in that pipe?" And I told her. She said, "Yeah, let me have some of that." And she smoked some hash with me, and she was had a bottle in one hand, and she was smoking hash, and she was weaving back and forth a little bit. And when she handed it back to me, she turned it over, and this red hot ball of hash hit me about right here, and it burned a hole through one of those fancy hippie shirts. I mean, it's one of the fancy frilly ones, like, you know, you could buy sometimes when you had more money than cents. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, well, I had one. And I kept that shirt for years and years and years. I told Renee to never throw it away. Didn't I, Renee?
Yeah, you did.
And then I refilled the pipe, and I went up and I sat. The stage had the long beams that went on out, away from the stage. And you could walk out on these beams, and Herbie Mann was sitting out there about 30 feet off the stage. And I went out and sat down by him, and we listened to that and smoked hash.
That's an experience.
That was an experience.